there, everybody. This is Tahira Brown with another Tahira's Tahiraisms. This is October the 26th, 2018, and it is my daughter's birthday. And sometimes there are triggers that happens that causes people that have been victimized to reflect on things of the past. And these last couple of months, I've been having to deal with a lot of things dealing with going down memory lane for positive purposes to develop my talent for the movie that I'm working on. And it can be a bit tedious and a bit trying on your spirit at times and keep you awake at night and cause you to lose few moments in time, because you have to keep going back in time and you have to remember the things you have to do today. When I was in Boston with my husband a few years ago, I was working on my memoir, Annihilator of Innocence, and I was coming to the end of the whole book when I had to face a dilemma. And I thought about a poem that I had written when I was a hostage. And it's called "I Sing in Spite of the Chains, Because I Am." I sing in spite of the chains. I sing to the blue skies as the trees whisk the breezes, as a tune of grace brushes the seas. I sing to the infinite elements to reach above all eternity to say, Lord, I love you because I know you see, and one day you will set me free. I sing in spite of the chains. I sing to the melody of the harps that the angels play as they salute the coming of the Lord. I maintain a hope. I maintain a peace. I know his name is Jesus. I know his voice, and he is as free as the wind. I sing in spite of the chains. I sing until the melody tortures the soul. I sing until it sears the light of day to bring hope of a well-lit way. I sing until tears of joy fall from the clouds above. I sing to the ears a tune that the angels play day and night. I sing until the hands of children release the doves of peace. Until then, I will sing, sing, sing. And for many people, dealing with trials, you know, we have to come against conflict. Even after going to court, even after your victimizer has been found guilty, you become a victim in a system of things. And so you know you have to keep putting one foot in front of the other, one thought in front of another. And God began to place people in your lives that are positive people, people that can influence you and inspire you to keep on doing the things that you need to do to be the person that God chose you to be. You have to make a choice, because there will be other people placed in your life that can cause a conflict in your life. When I tell people that even as a hostage, I continue to write. I had to write, and I had to hide writing sometimes, and sometimes they were found, and I would have to deal with the consequences of that. But my children were the reason that I had to put everything on the line to survive. And you know, to survive mean I had to reach a point where I was more afraid of living than dying. I had to not fear death to be able to save my children and to be sitting here with you today, being able to tell my stories. So I wanted to take another minute with you and say that, you know, through all the trials, If you trust and believe that God is with you, that He will carry you through, He will. You have to trust Him. You have to take that first step to move forward with your life and know that God is with you and He has never left you. I had to keep believing that even when I was locked away, even when I was being beaten, even when I was being raped, even when I was fearing for my children's lives. I had to believe that God never left me. And the strongest thing I had in my repertoire of weapons was my faith in God. Now y'all know that my name is Tahira Monique Brown. And I believe in miracles. Have a great day.